So the latest CPI, the consumer price index that was released yesterday, showed inflation slowing to 3.5% in June. That was good news.
That's good news.
It was good news. And there was some relief for consumers. But now, as oil prices may be heading back up, what does that mean for the future? Because feels like a small victory. Maybe you won a battle, but you didn't win a war. You're not able to plant the flag just yet and say, we have conquered this high rising. Not quite yet.
No.
Patrick Anderson, the principal and CEO of the Anderson Economic Group, joins us once again this morning to talk about it. Patrick, here we go again, huh?
Yeah, this doesn't end. And if you were ready to declare victory last week and you saw what happened in the Straits of Hormuz, maybe you realized that was
we should know better this point. I'm curious to know how much of the June numbers were driven by lower gasoline prices. How much did that change those numbers? And now with them going back up, is it fair to connect those dots and say that those inflationary numbers could go up again?
The particular measure of inflation that got people excited is called the Consumer Price Index, CPI. People use it all the time as an indication of inflation, but it is very heavily weighted, as the name suggests, to things that consumers buy every week, or that is just in the basket that are big ticket items that consumers buy periodically. So it's sensitive to things like gas prices. It's also sensitive to mortgage interest rates. And a lot of people, most people don't buy a new house every year. So they're not affected by the mortgage interest rate changes, at least directly every year. But gas prices are a ubiquitous phenomenon. They are psychological and they're real for most consumers in the United States. So it's reasonable that they should be in the CPI. And gas prices came down pretty sharply, and there's a chance it'll be going up again.
Well, Patrick, you know, a lot of listeners, I'm sure, are asking, you know, if inflation is coming down, why doesn't it feel like anything is getting cheaper? I mean, what's the difference between inflation slowing down and these prices actually falling?
Darn good question. Inflation is a persistent growth in prices, and prices are just plain prices. So gas prices probably, you know, and along with the price of a loaf of bread and things like that, metrics that people use as a shorthand for prices. And with gas prices, at least, you do see them come down. They are lower now than they were at other times. But with a lot of other prices, they tend to go up and go up a little bit, go down a little bit. And when consumers are seeing their basically what they buy cost more than their paychecks, that's when they really start to get upset. And that's one of the reasons over the last 5 years that there was such a serious reaction to the economic policy coming out of Washington, because it seemed like political leaders were ignoring and even denying the reality that consumers were actually living.
Kevin Warsh, the Fed chair, said that they are going to defeat inflation and get monetary policy right. He's set to talk to lawmakers this week. And he says otherwise, the economy is in solid shape and there will be benefits from things like artificial intelligence investment. Do you agree with that assessment that the economy is in decent shape? And then how do we defeat inflation at this point when there are so many of these variables that are swirling?
I agree very much with Kevin Warsh's emphasis here. It's the Fed's job to have price stability, as they call it, predictable low inflation, something along the lines of 0 to 2%. And we, in fact, enjoyed that for a great number of times. That's one of the reasons why the United States economy has been so good, why the U.S. economy has grown so much, is because we essentially took out of people's mindset constantly worrying about whether prices were going to be jacked up quickly, because we had a long history, you know, going 20 years of very low, very predictable 0 to 2% inflation, even sometimes negative. So Kevin Warsh's emphasis is completely correct. And I give him a lot of credit for not jumping up and down with 1 month gas prices going down, because if you jump up and down when gas prices go down, you're going to be jumping more when they go up. So I think he's got a good head on his shoulder. As I've talked about on this program before, I'm glad the president's appointed him, and I think he's bringing a kind of perspective to the Fed that we need.
And, you know, just the hours after the report came out, I know investors, they dramatically lowered the odds that the Fed would raise interest rates, you know, this month. What's the bigger risk right now, Patrick? Raising the interest rates too much and slowing the economy, or not raising them enough and then allowing inflation to come roaring back?
I always thought you should be in that Federal Reserve meeting, I have to say. You just say things more directly than a lot of monetary economists. Good for you. That is exactly the question that the Federal Reserve is wrestling with, and I think they're wrestling with it properly. And the measured comments you're hearing are indicating that they're not panicking, they're not jumping up and down. Other things that Kevin Warsh has said was like, okay, gas prices, but we're not going to get you know, out of sorts because of 1 month on gas prices, which you should not. And it's a long slog. I mean, the Fed is one of the most boring but most important jobs out there. And when they do their job really well, as they did for much of this decade, you basically don't notice them much in most of the economy. It's when they screw up, and usually they're screwing up in conjunction with elected officials, that's when things get bad. And that's what happened a lot during the, unfortunately, much of the Biden administration. And we're getting out of that now. Still, we're going to have gas prices up and down.
Yeah.
But at least our overall inflation trajectory is coming down.
Well, it's coming down. The problem is it seems like it's been very difficult to get to that 2% threshold, though.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
And particularly when you've got, you know, a war going on, that makes it hard because mm-hmm. the Consumer Price Index in particular is very sensitive to one or two commodities that are like that. Food prices also. Diesel prices, everything. And that's one of the things we keep pointing out is that it's not just the price of gas. In many respects, the price of diesel fuel and the price of electricity that's gone up mm-hmm. that's embedded in so many other prices. And that's one of the reasons that it is going to be hard right now for the Fed to get inflation down.
Patrick Anderson, appreciate your time as always. Thank you. We'll talk again soon.
All right, we'll talk again soon.
Yeah, you got it. Patrick Anderson.
Well, I mean, you know, the numbers look good right now. I mean, you know, from 4.2 to 3.5. But mm-hmm. like I said, you got a lot of people saying, yeah, you know, inflation's coming down, but it doesn't feel like it. Anything's getting cheaper.
No,
right now,
no. And again, you know? Like if you're going to the grocery store, you're not going to see much of a difference.
Right.
If you're buying a house, if you're buying a car, if mm-hmm. you're buying big ticket items, mm-hmm. you'll probably feel it a heck of a lot more.
Yeah.
All of a sudden that interest rate is going to be mm-hmm. much different.
Yes.
So that's when you really start to notice it.
Yes, sir.
But yeah, you're right. Day to day. And this is why I remember during the Biden administration when the president would come out and say, oh, the economy is so great. And I'm like, I don't really care what the numbers say.
Right.
Because for whatever reason, I'm paying $5 for a dozen eggs.
Yes, I'm sitting at my table with,
right,
you know, looking
right
at my bills.
So it's the same way here. The president does it all the time where he's like, oh, gas prices are so low. And it's like, well, they're not. They're not, though.
No.
And the economy is so great. And it's like, okay, maybe it will be.
Yeah.
But right now.
But at my kitchen table.
Still paying too much.
It's not.
Yeah. Coming up on the other side, it is hot this week. What you need to know if you are out and about, bebopping around. We'll talk about it on the other side. It's JR Morning.